Quickly the days that are numbered pass by. So quickly the days of God judgment draw nigh. So heal us of danger we're living today. God's love and mercy we're throwing away. Men are so busy with worldly achievement. The mercies of Jesus they daily downtrod. God in His heaven must look down in pity for those who so carelessly forgotten their God. While He warned not the dangers that lie in their path, but they heed not the mercy they kindle His wrath. Pleasures of this world is their only care. For where you have pleasure, your heart will be there. Men are so busy with worldly achievement. The mercy of Jesus they daily don't trod. God in His heaven must look down in pity on those who so carelessly forgotten their God. He said that this kingdom was not of this world. So what is the profit of silver and gold? So cheap it will seem on that great judgment day, when fire and rainy will melt it away. Men are so busy with worldly achievement. The mercy of Jesus they daily downtrod. God in His heaven must look down in pity for those who so fearlessly forgotten their God. He said that His kingdom was not of this world. So what is the profit of silver and gold? So cheap it will seem on that great judgment day, when fire and rainy will melt it away. Men are so busy with worldly achievement, the mercies of Jesus they daily downtrod. God in His heaven must look down in pity for those who so carelessly forgotten their God. Men are so busy with worldly achievement. The mercies of Jesus they daily downtrod. God in His heaven must look down in pity for those who so carelessly forgotten their God.
That's letters here for you. It's right to the T. Men are just too busy, eh? Naked, blind, miserable. What does it say?
Wretched.
Wretched and poor. That's the situation that we're in. That's a lot of the day we're living in, eh? Letters here, right to the hilt. You gotta really be 24/7 on the ball, otherwise you just swept in there right with them. That's real. That's reality. And see, that day come and they'll be standing naked, eh? They won't be dressed like we're trying to dress people at a revelation, telling them people where it's at, you know, the Brother Branham, Church Age Messenger. Again, preaching his heart out back in the 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s. And people don't even know about Brother Branham. They persecute you just because you believe in Brother Branham, believe in that prophet.
That's right. We're not bringing a new gospel. It's like Paul said, if anyone comes with anything other than what we have taught, let him be accursed. Like, this is not something new. It's just what God has done in this hour.
Yeah, and then they'll be there. They won't be dressed. Like really, it's going to be a sad day. According to that song, you know, men are just not interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And I know for myself, if I'm not doing everything I can, I'm just, it just takes over. You really gotta, every day, you really gotta do your best to stay on course. And otherwise, you'll just fall asleep. And that thing out there, that world in us, it'll just take you away. It's real.
Mm-hmm.
There ye is, just some cried, saying glauben erblick, der Tag zu der selbige Stund. Drum blick nur auf ihn, denn der Vater geschickt, der einsam für die war verwund. Sieh, wer Jesus am Kreuz sehen glaube, erblickt, wer heil zu der selbige Stund. Oh, hat nicht dein Jesus getragen die Schuld, gebeset am Kreuz auch für dich. Oh, floss nicht sein Blut, voller Barmer der Hut, der einzig für dich und für mich. Sieh, wer Jesus am Kreuz sehen glauben erblickt, wer heil zu der selbige Stund. Dein Leinen und deine Gebete zerdick, was darf du mit Gott wird versinkt. Das Blut deines Heilands befreit von Gericht, der Eis auf ihr Gnaden gekränkt. Sieh, wer Jesus am Kreuz sehen glauben erblickt, wer heil zu der selbige Stund. Und zweifle nicht länger, du glaubest gewiss, du hast du sonst nichts mehr zu tun. Dein Jesus, der trag auch für dich in den Riss, und ihn kannst du seliglich ruhn. Sieh, wer Jesus am Kreuz in Glauben erblickt, wer heil zu der selbige Stund.
So nimm denn mit Freuden, was Jesus dir bei, er gibt dir das ewige Heil. O glaub es gewiss, o ergreif es noch heut, so bleib es dein ewiges Teil. Sieh, wer Jesus am Kreuz sehen glauben erblickt, wer heil zu der selbigen Stund.
Whoever sees Jesus by faith on the cross will be cured and no longer be lost. Therefore look on into him whom the Father has sent, who was once also wounded for you. See, sinner, whoever sees Jesus by faith on the cross will be saved and no longer be lost. Did not your Jesus be gone of the shame on the cross for you on that day? Did not his blood flow of merciful grace for redemption for you and for me? See, sinner, see, whoever
does my faith on the cross will be saved and no longer be lost. You're crying in rears, you can cry out to God. It is only the blood of the Lamb that was shed at Calvary for judgment was lost. But this he whosoever should grieve. See, sinner, see, whoever sees Jesus by faith on the cross will be saved and no longer be lost. Oh, doubt it no longer, or believe it for sure. There is nothing else that you can do. Your Jesus, he also stepped into the gap. In him you can rest blissfully. See, sinner, see. Whoever sees Jesus by faith on the cross will be saved and no longer be lost. So take it with joy what Jesus has done. He gives you eternal salvation. Oh, believe it with certainty, or seize it today, so that it can be your part. See, sinner, see, whoever sees Jesus by faith on the cross will be saved and no longer be lost. He keeps leading me home, vast and far to throw. No time to slow down, soon I'll be heaven bound. He keeps leading me home. He keeps leading me home.
Destined for the throne.
No time to slow down, soon I'll be heaven bound. He keeps leading me home. He keeps leading me home. Destined for the throne. No time to slow down, soon I'll be heaven bound. He keeps leading me home. He keeps leading me home. Destined for the throne. No time to slow down, soon I'll be heaven bound. He keeps leading me home. And we are living in the day he speaks about. All these things we now are having every day. Let's get ready for his coming. Let us meet him with a shout. For he tells in his word to watch and pray. And we are living in the day he speaks about. All these things we now are having every day. Let's get ready for his coming. Let us meet him with a shout. For he tells us in his word to watch and pray. And we are living in the day he speaks about. All the things we now are having every day. Let's get ready for his coming. Let us meet him with a shout. For he tells us in his word to watch and pray. Everybody will be happy. Will be happy over there. We will shout and sing his praises. Everybody will be happy over there. Everybody will be happy.
will be happy over it. We will shout and sing his praises. Everybody will be happy over there. Everybody will be happy. We'll be happy over there. We will shout and sing God's praises. Everybody will be happy over there.
It takes a lot to stay on course. It's not that easy. You gotta give it your all. Heavenly Father, I give you thanks for another day of life, for another good night's rest, for another day of protection, Lord. We just pray, Lord, we'll never take it for granted, Lord, of your care and keeping. Many things you do for us, Lord, forgive us of our shortcomings and all the things that we do that we should do better from day to day, Lord. We just pray you'll give us a fire and a passion to continue on this journey, continue in the fight. God, Lord, we got forces coming against us every day. Try to lull us to sleep, to try to invade us with this worldliness, with everything that's out there, Lord. We just pray you just continue to lead us by that of your Spirit, Lord. Do with us as you see fit. Most of all, Lord, I pray you'll give that increase. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, I think, and you gotta. Takes a lot to stay on course because the forces are really pressing in everything that the songs say and about the midnight hour. And to you and I, it's so real because we know exactly where we're living in time. We use the Word of God to guide us all our lives, and we found that we were given that midnight cry, and without that midnight cry, you just kind of groping in the dark. Everything that we say is just a bunch of gibberish, you know, for a lot of people. It's not like it is for you and I. To you and I, it's life. It's real. It's the only thing that we have in this world is this Word of God. And out there, when you just as soon as you relax a bit, the world has a tendency to lure you in. Even though they don't have nothing for us, there's still the pressure, you know. Constantly in the fight, constantly being shunned, being looked down as if nothing, that bothers us. But because Peter said, don't think it's strange when these fiery darts come. That's all just part of the program. And you just kind of more or less learn to accept it, you know, as standard procedure. That's what the Bible says they'll do to you. They'll put you in the house, they'll put you out of the synagogue, and then they'll do these things. It's just normal. But see, you and I, we're used to it, but even at that, there's still all that constant pressure from inside and out, and we just got to stay the course. And I'm thinking yesterday, you have to be careful what you ask for, what you want in life. All of you and I ever wanted was things that has spiritual values, things that has eternal value, because we were put down here, like this here, planet Earth is a laboratory, and we were put down here to see if we're going to be found worthy to go into that age of regeneration, just like Jesus said when he was here. He said, he was asked, and then he said, those that will be found worthy to go into that age of regeneration, and that's what this is all about. That's why we have to put up such a fight in these closing days of time to just to stay on course. And it's a blessed thing that when we grew up and back in the day, we decided we just want to know God. I want to know that Word. I didn't understand the Word, and although I kept reading it and all my life, and every day we had to go to church and really being brainwashed from what the Word really is, like we keep saying over and over again. And the church age of Laodicea started in 1906. And if you do not know that God sent the prophet, then everything that you're hearing being preached out there is just nothing but decoys and nothing but deception, just to lure you away from the real thing. And that's why we keep saying it over and over again. The only thing that matters in the church age of Laodicea, and it has no meaning. And that's why I say all our lives we just wanted to know the Word of God. We want to know this great God, and that's been our desire. We really didn't have, other than that, we didn't have like for yourself, when you came up to the age of when girls look around for a mate, you decided you want to see what Jesus had for you, and that's why we are here where we are today. That because you decided back then that you want to see what Jesus has, and Jesus is faithful and true, but surely he'll test you to see if it's not just lip service, and he had to test you to see if you're real. And now the fact that you're here, and that's what we're doing, we're talking about things that has eternal value. You just look around you and you'll see how hard it is for people to even connect with us, because we don't have that many people that are really interested to know what we're having to say, and simply because they have not made that decision back when they were growing up, that they want to know about the things of the Lord. They were taken up with, they want fun in the sun. They want what this world has to offer. Well, we're not interested in what this world has to offer. Mm-hmm. And we just, being that as it is, the world still sucks you in. It's just constant pressure to try to lure you in to this world of destruction, and to this, down into that field, out of that, like the foolish virgin, to lull you to sleep. And that's just the grace of God that throughout, when we were younger, we sought the Lord. Mm-hmm. We sought the things that has eternal value, because I've taught over and over. I sat at the corner. I sat at the fork in the road for many long time. What should I do? What should I do with my life? Should I go down this path, this hard-right path that leads to nowhere? Or should I go and be willing to lose my life for his sake and the gospel? Did not know where it's going to lead me to. And finally I made a decision, Lord, I'll just do what you want me to do. I'll go up, I'll speak for you, I'll do whatever it takes, even knowing full well that they'll throw the books at me, knowing full well they'll take everything away from me, because the Lord let me know as I was sitting there at the crossroads, if you make this here choice, if you go down the Hadron path, and the best you'll ever become, if you put all your heart and soul in it, just Jake Klein Saucer number two. You might someday, if you desire it long enough and want it long, you might someday be an elder and become another pope, just another spiritual terrorist, terrorizing Christian. That's all you'll become down in this path. Or you can go down here. You're going to lose it all. And I had a long time. I sat at that fork in the road, and then I just decided one night, I spent all night in prayer, and then towards the morning the Lord came by and said, okay, I heard you. Let's go. It's going to cost you everything. First thing he did, he let me know, Sam, if you want to follow me, I'm going to take everything away from you. That was back in the early 90s, late 80s, somewhere back there. And he put me on a journey that I have no regrets. Of course, there's trials, there's tribulations. It has been rosy, especially for my family. You know, they probably suffered a lot more than I did. But I thought about that eternal reward, about your eternal destiny. What is life here if you don't, if at the end of the day you go to hell, you know? Mm-hmm. This is just that's something that you and I decided back in the day, when the time was to make a decision. That's when my last girl was born, and that's what I did. And here we are on a journey to that heavenly city.
That's right. And it says in the Bible, the God of this world has blinded the hearts and the minds of people. And that's really what has been going on. And that's why they cannot hear what we're saying, because there is those forces out there that are blinding the hearts of the people so they cannot hear and understand what we're saying. Like, I know growing up as a child, like, you know, I was always concerned about my eternal, where I'm going to spend eternity. And it's mm-hmm. just something that always concerned me. And there's many times I just was, you could almost say I was in the spirit world. And as very young, and I was very concerned, and that's how God has led my life. That's why I can look back and know in this life there is really nothing that's real out there. It's all geared to deceive you mm-hmm. out there. And see, that's why when I heard that God sent a prophet, I had no problem with that, because my spirit was able to connect with that mm-hmm. because it was from God. And because all my life I've tried to seek God and his ways, that when I was presented with that prophet and water baptism in Jesus' name, I had no problem, because I had always wanted my life to line up with the Bible, with what God requires, mm-hmm. and not what this world requires. Sure, you get sidetracked at many times, like trying to think you should, like when I left the colony, I thought I should go to university and study to be this, that, and the other. But God had to yank me back from that idea, and had to really remind me that he didn't take me off the Hutterite colony to go make a name for myself, that he took me off so that I can prepare myself for his coming. And see, that's what my journey has all been about. And when I look back now, mm-hmm. and I can see how God mm-hmm. has led me and guided my life so that I can be prepared for his coming. And that's why we can speak on those things and remind people of what is real and what is not real out there. Like, all these things of this world, they will one day be gone, and they'll no more be. And the things of Babylon, really, it's really that the spirit of Babylon has taken over the world. That religious Babylon with all her wealth has mm-hmm. taken over the Laodicea church hour, and that's why it's so hard to come true to people, because there's so many things out there that keep people blinded from the reality of God, because they have life insurance, they have health insurance, they have house insurance, and everything is, it almost looks like you're in a bubble of insurance, mm-hmm. but that's really not the safety. The real safety is in God, in the Lord Jesus Christ. And when you have your life lined up with the Word of God and what He requires of this hour, the truth for your day, the righteousness for your day, that's where the protection lies. Out there, this is just a phony protection. But the real safety is in that, and then God takes care of everything. He really does. And that's what we're just trying to help people to understand. God is real. And the things that He's brought in this hour is real. And it's all to prepare us for His coming.
Like we keep saying over and over again, anybody out there that does not promote and does not have it as a corner post, that God did send the prophet. Other than that, there is really just vanity. Because that preacher, if he don't tell you that, he's eventually going to lead you out to hell and death. With good intentions. Mm-hmm. A lot of these preachers, they got good intentions, but they're so deceived and deluded. And I keep saying it over and over again. The fact that God did send the prophet, he put in a lot of effort back in the 60s and the 40s and the 30s and the 50s. All throughout, he preached his heart out, that man did. And got rejected and looked down on and everything else, but he endured to the end, and then the Lord took him home. And you see these preachers out there, they'll undermine him, like that guy that Derek Prince you were talking about the other day. And inside of him, there's a hatred for God. Even though he's a preacher, he preached and he cast out demons and all that stuff. And yet in his heart he had a passion and a hatred for Brother Brennan because it was really the devil in him.
Exactly.
You know? It's Satan in a person. It's utterly impossible for a human being to completely cultivate so much hatred.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they do with you and I. They just, this pure hatred and pure jealousy that they have towards it, just for no reason at all. It has to be Satan injected.
It is, you see. When you will compare it to the story back in the days of Jehoshaphat and Ahab, when they wanted to take this land back for Israel. And then Micaiah, he saw into the spirit and world what really was going on before the throne of God. Yeah, because he saw there was a council there, and God asked, who is going to be able to deceive Ahab to go up and try to conquer this land? And then a lying spirit came forth and said, I can do it. I can go and be a lying spirit in the mouths of these prophets. So that's what became. They didn't realize that. See, they were blinded. Those false prophets, they were blinded to actually what was going on. Only Micaiah knew what was going on behind the scene. They were blinded, those false prophets, what was actually controlling them.
Yeah,
it was a lying spirit that overtook them, and they told Ahab a lie, saying, yes, go up to Ramah Gilead and conquer the land because it's ours. See, it wasn't the time to do it, nor did God say it's good to do it. But it was all to lead Ahab into an ambush, and that's where he was killed.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's how you can realize that, you know, there's things that we don't see in the spirit world. But there are things God allows us to see. And through the ministry of Brother Brenham and Brother Jackson, we were allowed to see what is really going on in this day and age, what these churches have become. Like, you can almost compare it to those lying spirits that have gone out to deceive. And when you will compare it to the Bible, what that gray horse rider, that pale horse rider, that fourth horse rider was sent out to do was to deceive people. It was nothing was black or white. It became wishy-washy. And that's what happened to the church world. They'll not tell you what we're saying here, because to them it's hate speech, and they will deceive you. And that's the same spirit that's out there now covering this earth, is that same spirit that is out there to deceive, just like that lying spirit back in the was sent to deceive Ahab to go out to battle, and that's where he was killed. And that's what's happening in this hour.
We just go by the word of God. Because at the end of the day, the Bible, the book of Revelation, it explains exactly what these churches have evolved into, because it says, come out of her, my people. Who is her? Her is the church, the harlot. They have evolved into a harlot system. The Catholic Church is the whore. She's the mother of these harlots. And these churches, the Pentecostal, the Baptist, the Authorized, the Amish, the Mennonite, all these are just harlot from the great whore. It's just that religious system. And now it has evolved into a cage. Exactly what the Bible says. It never used to be that. But now when it's come to fruition, Everything comes to fruition. Now it has evolved into a cage mm-hmm. and a hole of every foul and hateful bird. And it says, come out of her, my people, or you will receive her sins and you'll be, receive her plagues and become part of her sins. And that's what it has evolved in. That's why the things that you and I say, they're so foreign to a lot of people, because it says in the last days, good will be called evil and evil will be good. And the way of truth will be even spoken of. The things that you and I do and say, they're just, they're the truth. And it, mm-hmm. the truth will be even spoken of. They will be looked upon as the wicked ones. Just like I was telling you the other day, my grandkids, they think you and I were the bad ones. I told my son, you need to start to convince your children that we're the good ones and they're the bad ones. And then you can come by and visit me. I don't want to see my grandkids come by looking at me like we're the bad guys. Mm-hmm. When it's completely turned around.
That's
like
right.
It says, good will be called evil, and evil will be called good. Those that are good will be branded as evil. Because it's like it was back in the days of Jesus. they put them out of the synagogue like they were the law of the land out there. Those Pharisees, they had the people so deceived that they're rich. So what they did, when people started to believe in Jesus, what they did, they put them out of the synagogue just to make it appear to the public that they're mm-hmm. the bad guys. Mm-hmm. Because you're not in the synagogue anymore. You're mm-hmm. out there running around with this radical, this idiot by the name of Jesus. And they didn't like that because what Jesus did, he kept exposed. Their hypocrisy, and that's what you and I are doing. We're just exposing these preachers for what they are. We got their number, and we know exactly what they think about us. And they told, gave orders, don't read his books, don't have nothing to do with them, just ignore them and all that. That's all engineered by these preachers, and behind these preachers, believe it or not, it's the spirit of Satan. He's just doing his old tricks again and again and again, and he's got these preachers so deceived, just like he had these 400 false prophets of Ahab back then. Mm-hmm. Those prophets, they were convinced they're right. Mm-hmm. They were so convinced that they even told Ahab to go up and fight and get that land back, because it, and they even read it out of the scripture.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, like you say, it wasn't the time to do it yet. There was a time when you're going to go up in there and take that land. But it was not time back there, especially off the advice of these 450 prophets. And Ahab believed them too, because if he wanted to believe them, he wouldn't have gone up there. He was
right.
Convinced that they're right. And it's the same thing today. These preachers out there, these Hutterite preachers, when we tell them these things, I think we're crazy. I think we're blasting. Mm-hmm. But see, we got their number. I was in their torture chambers for a long time. I know exactly what we're talking about. We got their number, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And the best thing that you can do is to have somebody's number, because then you know what they're up to. You know what they're up against. Like I was saying the other day, when I was sick unto death, it looked like I wasn't even going to make it. Here they come, just waiting to pound, just when they figure you're weak, to do what? To lure you back into that compound, into that road to hell and death and destruction. And, well, I couldn't go down that path, because I know what it's about. Because, see, like it says over in Hosea, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because they reject the knowledge, God will reject it. And see, but I was on to them. I knew exactly how to actually do. They were coming. I could feel they were coming. Actually called me, said he's coming. And I knew what he's coming for, my brother-in-law, when he called me up. He said he wants to come by here. Oh, I knew. I know already what he wants. And there's old schmear and all that stuff. But that hunter, I think, is just the cage of Satan. It's one of those cages where it says, come out of her, my people. Or if you don't come out, you'll be going to partake of her sin, and you'll receive her plague, because it has evolved into that. I know that my brother-in-law, he thought he's doing me a good deed. He's so deceived and convinced. When he came here, he thought he's helping me out. And well, I knew what it was about. But he didn't know, you know. He's convinced mm-hmm. he's right. But see, I already knew that the spirit that's driving him, there's nothing good that can come out of him, because there's nothing good there to come out of. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Because it's driven by a spirit. It's driven by Satan. I was saying yesterday, we got your number, eh? Mm-hmm. And what the devil doesn't like, when you got their number, that's why he's trying to shut us down. That's why he's trying to make us look irrelevant. That's why he's trying to work 24/7 to make us look like we're the bad guys and they're the good guys, when it's completely the opposite. It says that's what's going to be in the last days. Good will be called evil, and evil is be called good. And that's why we're not that popular. We're not that very welcome. That's why there's not too many people that listen to us, because they don't like what we're saying, because they're brainwashed. They're like these 450 back there, and then the multitude believed these 450. Ahab even went as far as to go out there and fight that war, even though Jehoshaphat went and asked, "Are you sure there's nobody else here we could ask?" And then Micah came, and they still went out there, convinced that they were right. But you know, that's the way it is today. Mm-hmm. Just a repeat. The devil doesn't know nothing new. He's so stupid. Yeah. He just takes his old tricks and does something new, and just changes, puts on a different shirt.
That's all. But because people will look back in the Old Testament and see how they were worshiping Baal, and they were worshiping this Dagon, they were worshiping Astrid, Astarte, and all these things that they were worshiping, and people think, why would they worship something like that? Yeah. But it's not different in this age. The devil just changes his form into the time and the hour we're living in. And in these hours, it's the religious gods.
Yeah, it's called religion instead of God.
That's what it is. It's not serving the true and living God. Because these religions out there are all connected to spiritual Babylon. It connects you right to Roman Catholicism. And why does it connect you to Roman Catholicism? It's 325 A.D. You look up what happened at 325 A.D. at the Nicaea Council. They changed the water baptism mode to Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Peter, when he stood up at the day of Pentecost, he did not say Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. He said, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins. And it is that name, the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by which you are saved. And it is in that name that you are baptized. And that is why the devil could not handle that. So he worked overtime. It took him till 325 to put it into law that this is now the mode of baptism, mm-hmm. that you're going to be baptized. That's why all these religious gods out there, they're connected to that spiritual Babylon, mm-hmm. and that spiritual Babylon is connected back to the Babylon of old. It's the same spirit, but it just takes on a different form. It just takes on the form that the devil needs to camouflage himself into the hour and the time we're living in. And that's why it's no different today. They're worshiping gods, but it's still a false god, just like those Israelites when they started worshiping all the gods of the land that were in there. They all originated back in Babylon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like you were saying, today it's not gods, because we're smart enough to know, oh man, we look at history. How stupid can you go out there and worship a statue, you know? Mm-hmm. And here, like, Satan has deceived and mad, but today it's religion. It's that spirit of religion out there. And that's why we keep saying over and over again, the only statue that you and I recognize is the fact that God did send a prophet, William Marion Bennett, and then he preached for 40 years, preached his heart out, and then the Lord took the vocal cord. That angel of Laodicea took the vocal cord of Raven M. Jackson, and then when Raven M. Jackson left the scene, we were all being tested, and he found you and I to be faithful and wise to continue and to hold on to the line and the truth that these two powerful
revelations that brought, these anointings brought, and all we're doing, we're just hanging on, we're just hanging down, we're just holding on to the truth that's been given to us. That's the only message we have, and the church here, the Laodicea, like I said, was started in 1906, and it continued to this very day, and all we're doing, we're not coming up with something new, we're just holding on to the fact that in the church age of Laodicea, there is only one message, and that's the message of William Branham. Behold, I'll send you Elijah the prophet. And anybody that teaches you something different is going to be accursed on that day. As we were honed out, we were tested, we were tried, and we were proven to be faithful and true to do what? Just to deliver that meat and due season to keep people on course. You can take this to the bank, because at the end of the day, you're going to find what we're saying here is 100% true, and we'll take you over and to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And these things are happening. There's only 3 more years. According to Scripture now, not according to what I said, according to the fact that in 1963, February 20th, was the midnight of Laodicea. And it started in 1906, and anybody that got grief free, they can do the rest. That rest is everything. It's right in the book of Revelation. Once you know the midnight cry, you know the end of the midnight. You know the end of Laodicea. And once you come to the end of Laodicea, guess what happens? The week of Daniel. There's 1 week left. Week for the Jews. 77 years for the restoration of Israel. That's what's going on out there over in Israel right now. That's why they're fighting over there. Because Satan doesn't want the word of God to happen, but it's being fulfilled. It's being the restoration of Israel. Like the disciples asked Jesus, will you at that time once again restore Israel? It's not for you to know, but for you and I. We've been found to be wise and faithful to the word of God. We did not seek our own ambition. We did not seek the things of this world. We sought to find out what the word of God means. We sought his God. We sought that the things that has eternal value. And here, lo and behold, the Lord granted it to us because he thought it was a good idea to. If that's your desire, okay, I'll give it to you. I'll show you. And here he's shown us that whole package. Midnight Cry, 1963, February 28, 1963. And from there, you can do the rest. That's all he gave. And then all of a sudden, all these other scriptures came flowing together. Will you at that time once again restore Israel? And the rest, you could just use the brains that you were given. But I could not figure it out until I got from the God of heaven by revelation. At midnight, there was a cry, 1963. And like I say, from there, you can do the rest. You can do the math. Then you got the numbers, 1,260 days. Once that week starts, then there's something going on in the middle of the week. And then you got 42 months. And then we're right now already 6 months into the last part of the week. And it'll going to happen exactly like the scripture says, because God has put his word above his very name. Even if God wanted to, he couldn't change it, because he put it in his word. His word is the yea and amen. His word you can trust, because it says he's put his word above his very name. And Jesus, when he was in the garden, he had to go according to the word, because the word said that he's going to have to be crucified. And here to this day, you and I, we're just holding on to the word of God. That's what directs us. That's why we're so convinced that what we're doing and what we're saying is 100% accurate, because it's via the word. That's something that we came up one day, decided that's what we're going to do. And because of that, we're being persecuted. We're being shunned. If we didn't have nothing violent, we wouldn't be persecuted. Mm-hmm. They rolled out the red carpet for us, but they do the opposite. They shun us, and they talk evil about us, and they lie up things about us that's not true. And but like I say, like Peter, he said, I'm thinking strange when these fiery darts come, because it's all just part of the program. It's just something that you're just going to have to live with. And he told Paul, I'm going to show him what he's going to have to suffer for my sake. Mm-hmm. It's just... to you and I, it's standard procedure, because in it all, you get peace and safety.
That's right. And when you've given it your all, it really doesn't affect you. It just affects you when you're trying to hold on to, like both sides.
Yeah.
But when you are single vision and you and you just decided that this is what I'm going to do, I'm going to live for the Lord Jesus Christ, and then these things are, when they come on you, they really don't affect you.
Amen for that.
They affect you when you're
sitting on
boats, and wanting both sides of the, partake both sides of the fence.
Yeah, I got to make up your mind, and we did make up our mind. It took us a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, I go down this route. There's nothing there.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing that has any eternal value. But I'm gonna go down this route because I don't know where it's going to end up. But I'm gonna trust the Lord.
That's right.
Because He's mm-hmm. faithful and true. And to this day, He's been far more than faithful. He's done more than His part.
Mm-hmm.
And we're grateful that He gave us the grace to do the right thing. But mm-hmm. I keep saying over and over again, this planet here, it's always just been a laboratory to see if we're going to be found worthy to go into that. Imagine 1,000 years of Christ, no wild animals, no weeds to hoe, a glorious time at that millennium where we're down here to rule and reign with Jesus Christ as the head, and right now, like in these 6 days, 6,000 years of Satan. Satan runs the governments and everything else in between. And now, once that 6,000 days run their course, and like I keep saying, then it's the day of the Lord. And it's 30 days where the Lord just cleans house. And then the rock, they'll say to the rock, fall on us. And at the end of 45 days, there's the sheep and the goats standing there, and the goats, they go direct into that lake of fire and prepared for the devil and his angels. And then when they come to that number, 1,335 days. I used to read that. I didn't know what it meant. I practically almost memorized all this. 1,335 days. Well, I want that, but I didn't know what it means. But now I know what it means, because it's when you reach that day, because it's blessed is he that comes to that day and is still alive when that day comes, 1,335 days. And you automatically just be shrewd into the millennium where Jesus Christ is now the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, where it says the kingdom of this world has become the kingdoms of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But in the meantime, you and I, we got to endure. We got to endure to the end. That's why we're bombarded from every direction. Got to fight every day to keep the devil away and all that stuff. But by God's grace, we did make the right decision. Went back there when it was time to make the right decision. Pray.
Heavenly Father, we just want to come before you, give you thanks for another day of life, for the night's rest and everything you do for us, Lord. We just thank you for allowing us to see things in your word, Lord. For being led by your Spirit to the ministry of the prophet and then Brother Jackson, Lord, to wake us up, Lord, and so that we're spiritually awake, Lord, and for that midnight cry and to be prepared for your coming. We just pray, Lord, give us the grace to endure to the end. We give you thanks. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.